Since its inception in 2016, the Abilene Police Department's Cyber Crimes Unit has targeted predators looking to exploit children in Abilene. The first year, they focused on training, netting just 5 arrests. The next year, they arrested 24 suspects. Last year, they arrested 52. And as of August 8th, the CCU has arrested 51 people so far this year. Detective Chris Millern says they suggest parents not give children smartphones, but one case revealed that a predator found a way to contact a girl on a watch device that had no functions other than phone calls and a spin dial texting function.
Really anything that someone can communicate with, especially online, that opens them up is going to be a potential risk for a child.
The detectives know that most kids these days do have smartphones and chat online in video games. And they acknowledge that kids know more about how they work than their parents. But they say parents can't give up. Rhonda Florence was surprised to learn that Snapchat has a For Your Eyes Only function that kids password protect. She and her husband Winston talk to their kids about the dangers and try to monitor what they're doing online.
I might go check my son's phone maybe every couple of weeks, maybe every 2-3 weeks. I just like, give me your phone. Sometimes he starts sweating, you know, but I'll go through it.
There's room for 1,000 in the sanctuary of Southern Hills Church of Christ, but just a fraction of the seats were filled last night. And before the event even started, officers removed one audience member, a registered sex offender who had shown up to hear the presentation. Rod Pruitt is Safe and Effective School Services Coordinator for Region 14. He says he wasn't surprised by the low turnout.
I think parents genuinely care. I think they're overwhelmed with activity. And so I don't think they're apathetic. I think they're busy. But when we do bully presentations for students and we talk about technology safety, we always try to do a parent component. And often we'll talk to 500 kids that day and talk to 5 parents that night.
In June, the Abilene Police Department announced the results of a sting operation that led to the arrest of more than 12 people who had sexual communication with people they thought were minors and had arranged to meet them. At the time, Chief Standridge said Abilene cannot arrest its way out of the problem, and police need parents and community members to help protect kids. By the end of last night's meeting, a new plan was percolating to help reach parents with a message.
They'll do extensive criminal background checks, and those who pass, we bring them in, and we spend an entire day teaching them how to teach the community. So then we take 3 detectives, teach 20, and those 20 go out into the city, and we have a lot more impact.
Chief Standridge says he'll work with the cybercrimes unit in the coming weeks to flesh out the details to empower community members to help them protect Abilene's most vulnerable citizens, its children. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.